Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 889. It's the 4th of October 2017. On the podcast today, I have Martin Eales, CEO of Rainbow Rare Earths. That's RBW ticker. And Martin discusses their final results and what's to come at their rare earth element mining operation in East Africa. Also on the podcast, John Mayer, live from Azerbaijan. And John, of course, is a mining analyst and partner at SP Angel. And he's talking about Geo Mining Corporation, who he's visited on his travels. That's Geo. And also he's at Anglo Asian Mining, AAZ. And we talk about those two companies as well. Simon Weisenberg from K1T Capital, it's a quant fund, is also on the podcast. Haven't had Simon for a while. But Simon's talking about, not K1T Capital, the fund there. He's talking about his latest project, launching of a new cryptocurrency, which is POW Token. And you can learn more about that at powtoken.com. And they're giving away free tokens, free cryptocurrency tokens, to anyone that logs in via Twitter, via POW Token. And apparently the more people that log in and claim their free token, the more valuable the POW Token will become. And at the blog page at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog, you can see a little video there on how it works. And also visit the site. So it's powtoken.com. By the way, I have claimed mine, just in case. You never know, do you? Also on the podcast, top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours and the top five most liked RNSs on the platform this morning.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Martin Eales, CEO of Rainbow Rare Earths. That's RBW ticker. Martin, thank you for joining me again.
Hi, Justin. It's a pleasure.
Now, we've got your results out, but before we get into that, Martin, could you explain, for people not aware of the company or new to the podcast, exactly what Rainbow Rare Earths is all about, please?
Yes, of course. Well, for those who don't know us, the clue is in the name. We are mining the materials called rare earths at our Gakara project in Burundi, East Africa. We're a relatively new company. We IPO'd in London in January this year. And unusually for a mining company, we're very, very quick to production and sales. And we hope to make those first sales of our rare earth mineral concentrate by the end of this year.
Excellent stuff. So that's news very soon, and exciting news. But your results, take us through some of the highlights, if you could, please, Martin.
Yeah, I think, well, already probably the highlights have come even subsequent to the year end, which was the end of June. The numbers out today detail the progress we made until that point, which was really getting ready at the mining area at Gasagwe, the pre-stripping and pre-production work, and also acquiring the processing plant site and getting that ready, both stripping and bulk earthworks ready for the construction and commissioning of the processing plant. We've actually made a hell of a lot of progress since the end of June. And we announced just last month that we'd started extracting our rare earth mineral ore ready for stockpiling and to go through the plant as soon as possible.
And it must be quite an exciting time for you because, if you notice, I mean, I've said this quite a few times, actually, on quite a few occasions, that I've never known a time where so many governments around the world are pushing for one thing, and that's basically a future without diesel and petrol motors, you know, internal combustion engines, and heading towards electric vehicles. It must be quite exciting being in your position now, mustn't it?
It is incredible, and it is one of the key investment themes we've set out since the beginning, that there is a move to this green technology. Electric vehicles are going to consume a lot more rare earths than traditional vehicles, and the market is shifting to electric vehicles at a rate of knots. We're well positioned for that, being the nearest short-term source of new supply of rare earths. And indeed, you've seen, along with some of the other commodities associated with electric vehicles, that the rare earth prices have increased significantly this year. In the last 3 or 4 months, our basket price is up around 70%.
Excellent. And so over the next sort of 6 to 12 months, what can people expect from Rainbow Rare Earth, Martin?
Well, the key thing to look out for is that announcement. We hope by the end of the year, our first sales. And from that point, we'll simply be ramping up production. I mean, the project is very, very sensitive to economies of scale. Our overheads are relatively fixed. So the more tons we mine and get through the plant and export, it's all going to flow through to the bottom line. So we're very excited about the near future. We intend to exit next year at a run rate of 5,000 tons a year. And we are very confident of achieving that.
Yeah, and so how many tons do you say then? You go that for?
We want to get to 5,000 tons a year run rate by the end of next year.
Excellent. And do you see that as completely doable?
Yes, as we sit here now, we've got plans to get there and beyond. As I may have said before, the beauty is that we have capacity in our processing plant to increase production well beyond 5,000 tons a year with no extra expenditure on capital equipment. So there's a lot of capacity there for us to increase production.
Excellent stuff. Okay, well, Martin, if someone's listening right now and likes the sound of this and the news ahead, but are not yet following you on Vox Markets, could you give them 3 reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page, please?
Yes, of course. I would summarize it as near-term exposure to production and sales. Secondly, we are in the green energy movement. The drive to electric vehicles is a drive to more consumption of rare earths. And we are not just a mining company, but we're in the whole technology play. Rare earths go into a whole suite of consumer products, and the world is moving to a state where we'll consume more of the rare earth materials.
Excellent stuff. Martin, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll chat again very soon. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Justin. Bye-bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is John Mayer, mining analyst and partner at SP Angel. John, how you doing, fella?
Yeah, I'm good, and it's great to catch up with you. I'm in a coffee shop halfway between Seki and Baku in Azerbaijan.
I love that. That's excellent. Amazing. We get Skype quality. Very good. And do you know what, John? It's often better than when I talk to you in London, the quality. So that's unusual.
The internet in Azerbaijan, I think, is better quality than the UK, believe it or not.
Yeah, so obviously you're not just there for a holiday, or if it is, it's a working holiday. What are you up to there, John? What are you looking at?
Well, I went to speak at a conference in Dresden. Then we went to see Georgian Mining in Georgia over the weekend, and we've just spent a couple of days with Anglo Asian at their Gedabek mine in Azerbaijan. So, and we're working our way back to the UK.
Marvellous. Well, I had Bill Morgan on, the CFO of Anglo Asian, about a week back, I think, last week. But let's go back then before it erases from your memory. Let's go back to Georgian Mining first then. Any updates you can give us there, John, on the operations going on?
Well, the last thing we saw at Georgian Mining was the core from a drill hole that they just pulled out of the ground. It looked very, very good. Difficult to see the gold mineralization. That's not visible directly, but lots of sort of copper minerals. Looking very, very good stuff. I think Georgian Mining is set to run.
Yeah, well, do you know what? Copper's where it's at, really, isn't it? I mean, I'm not just talking now. I'm talking about in the next couple of years, especially. And I keep repeating this, but I just think it's so important that people get some exposure to copper, because in the next 5-10 years, we're seeing a wholesale change, a global change, you know, from the old-fashioned petrol diesel engines to electric vehicles, and everything's going electric. And of course, we know now that what's needed in these vehicles is about 3 times as much copper. And it's not only vehicles, it's new tech as well. So copper, I know major mines haven't been coming online in the last 4 or 5 years. So surely we're going to see a re-rate in the price of copper sooner or later, aren't we?
there is a rising tide underneath the copper price. Definitely rising demand, as you say, electric vehicles, but also the wiring for the local infrastructure to plug those electric vehicles in. And it's not just copper, it's going to be nickel and a whole range of specialty metals, rare earths, tungsten, that sort of thing. So yes, metals are going to do very, very well out of this.
Yeah, so, I mean, as far as commodity picks, John, are you, we've just said copper's got to be up there, one of the sort of hottest commodities you need to get exposure to, but do you also reckon nickel, anything else?
Well, there's a whole range of more minor metals, but lithium will still remain up there, in my view. Because it's so light, it's going to be a preferred metal. I think cobalt is going to come off because it's just too expensive, and the auto manufacturers will find other alternatives. But there'll be a range of rare earths, dysprosium, lanthium, too many to name. In fact, they vary from day to day. Yeah. But I think the rare earth companies, the better ones, will come back into vogue because the West really needs them.
Yeah. Okay, and on the ground there, the crew at Georgian Mining Corporation, are they all sort of looking seemingly quite positive about what's going on?
Oh, yes, I think they're very excited about that. And over here in Azerbaijan and Anglo-Asian, I think, there's been a lot more going on than investors appreciate. And it looks like there are two, possibly three new mines up and running, or virtually up and running now. Certainly one of them is operating, and two more to come in fairly soon. And then the original mine that was where production was suspended looks ready to reopen any day if they want to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's AAZ ticker for anyone that doesn't know that. But, okay. I, do you know what? Oddly, someone quoted back to me on Twitter recently what you said to me on the podcast about Georgian mining. You said, I did ask you. I mean, you picked SolGold a while back, and that's sort of multi-bagged. And you said, I said, what's next picked? What's the next SolGold? And you mentioned Georgian mining. And someone just quoted that back to me like I hadn't heard it.
Well, Georgian mining certainly has a very strong future. As we say, it's a really strong tip. I think there's got to be a lot of new institutional interest in this company because it's going to be a major discovery, certainly major for Georgia, and actually I think quite significant in the world of mining.
Yeah, and also, I mean, Anglo-Asian Mining are also involved in copper, aren't they? And I think they've upped their production of copper this year, haven't they?
Well, they started off with a gold mine, but in fact, there's a lot of copper now coming out of it, and I think the new areas will produce copper, but some high-grade gold in there as well. So it'll be interesting to see whether it becomes more of a copper mine than a gold mine, or whether it's the other way around.
Yeah, okay, and I noticed the share price is consolidating a bit there, so, worth maybe a look. John, excellent stuff, and what's it like there? Are you enjoying Azerbaijan? What's it like? It's hard to compare, I suppose, to our country, but what's it like?
We've had 4 days of rain. It's just brightening up now. It's very green and beautiful in the mountains, and it's very much like the UK. It's a couple of degrees colder, but it's a lovely place.
Okay. All right, John. Well, listen, look forward to talking to you when you're back on home soil, and in the meantime, enjoy the rest of your trip. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Justin. Cheerio.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Simon Weisenberg from K1T Capital. You all right, Simon?
Yeah, morning, Justin. How are you?
Good, thanks. Yeah, long time no speaking. You sent me an email, which was intriguing. And it's, I quote, "Hi, Justin. I'm launching a new cryptocurrency. It's called powtoken.com. So yeah. What is all this about? I know I've been in and out sort of, I own a couple of cryptocurrencies because, I think the long term, it's the way things are going. Blockchain is the future. Everyone's saying it. So I'm thinking, in case it is the future, I'll have a bit of exposure there. So tell us about powtoken. What's it all about? And how can it likely benefit listeners here?
Okay, we're doing exactly as you said. We're launching a new cryptocurrency. It's what we call the new digital money. It's called POW, P-O-W, and we're giving it away completely free to everybody on the planet. The launch began yesterday at 5 o'clock UK time, and we've been giving it away for less than 24 hours now. And we have currently given it away to nearly 4,500 users or claimants who have come to the powertoken.com website and claimed their free POW. We're giving it away on a first-come, most-served basis. So the first person to have claimed their POW yesterday got 10 billion tokens. And the second person got 10 billion divided by 2, and the third person got 10 billion divided by 3, and so on and so forth. So as people come to the site, the more and more people who claim, the less tokens we'll be giving away. But it is fair to say that POW token already has a value. It is exchangeable and tradable on the public exchange. So there is a dollar value associated with these POW tokens that we're giving away. Based on the current rate of exchange for POW, the first person who claimed yesterday with 10 billion tokens is now worth over $1 million.
Okay, well, listen, the thing is, what you have to do is log in, go to the site, so that's, and obviously, listen, do your own research, everyone, and everything, especially in this space, is quite risky, but powtoken.com, you go there, and it says log in with your Facebook. So if you log in, you claim your token by logging in with your Facebook, is that right?
Absolutely right.
I've just done it right now. I've just done it now, and it's taken me to. It said, spread the word. Your balance is 2,266,554 POW light. Currently worth $217. You are the first of your Facebook friends to claim their POW light. And from October the 10th, we'll be adding functionality here, so you'll be able to transfer your POW light back and forth with your Facebook friends. What's the catch? I don't understand. You've given me something free. I don't know what it's worth. I mean, what's in it for you to give this stuff away? What's in it for me? It seems too good to be true on my side, but what's in it for you as well?
Okay. Well, it is real. And as you say, you've just done it there and then. You've received your POW. And what we believe is that the value in any currency is made up of the network of users that the currency has. So the larger the network of users, the more useful the currency becomes, because the more people you can exchange it with, and therefore the more valuable the currency becomes. A nice analogy is to think about the early telephone networks. Mm-hmm. So when the first telephone networks were developed, the phone companies used to give away new customer phones and connect them to the network for free. When there were no users on the network, the early adopters didn't get any utility from the phone. It was just a silent object which sat on their hallway table. But distributing the phones was just a cost, so no immediate benefit for the phone company. Mm-hmm. However, as the network started to grow and people started to ring each other, the phone's utility started to increase, making ownership of the phone highly attractive and creating a virtuous circle. So we believe by giving this currency away and creating a large network of holders of this currency very quickly, we'll be creating value. And we are seeing that effect already, in that the exchange rate for POW is rising as the number of users who claim their free currency is growing. So we really are creating a virtuous circle, and we hope that there'll be some sort of viral effect. So once you've claimed your free POW, you should want to tell your friends, because the more people who join, the more useful the currency will be to you, and therefore the more valuable the currency that you're holding will become.
Yeah, it sounds decent. I don't know if so hang on. So I've just got my POW tokens. So it says there it's currently worth $217. Is that right? The ones I've claimed.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep,
POW
Lite. That's at the current exchange rate. Yeah.
Now, so, and is this tradable? Can I actually cash this in?
Yeah. So the POW Lite that you've just claimed, you can't cash it in just yet. Mm-hmm. What we've done is, if you like, we've created a cryptocurrency for the mass market. So, you know, we've all heard about the rise of blockchain and Bitcoin and Ethereum, and you know, watched with interest to see the rise in the value of these cryptocurrencies. But most common people around the world don't really know what cryptocurrencies are, how to use them, or you know, what's an Ether wallet, what's a crypto wallet, and so on and so forth. So what we've devised is a method for them to start to use a cryptocurrency in a training environment. And so we've created the POW token account where you can claim your POW Lite. And over the next 2 months, so by December, we're going to be creating a bridge from the POW Lite account to the Ethereum blockchain. And once that bridge has been created, you'll be able to transfer your POW Lite out of the POW token account onto the blockchain, and then you'll be able to sell your POW on a public exchange. The POW is currently listed on etherdelta.com, where it is live and trading. But the POW Lite that you've just claimed, you won't be able to transfer out and trade with until December. But in the meantime, what you will be able to do is transfer the currency between your Facebook friends. So within the next 3 to 4 days, if you go back to the POW token site, you will be able to just transfer as much of the currency that you've received to between your Facebook friends, and it's free of charge for those transactions between your friends.
I see. So, if I hold on to it, essentially, what's going to happen to POW in the end? What do you hope to do with it?
Well, we hope that it will become, it's fully fungible with any other currency in the world. So it'll be tradable and usable as you would any other currency, as you would the US dollar, the euro, pound sterling. Over time, merchants and retailers will start to accept the currency.
I see. So is there any, what I'm wondering, is there any chance I could be rich from this, Simon?
Very much so. You've just claimed, and you've received $217 of value for the click of a button. What we'll see over the coming weeks and months is that the value of POW will rise as the number of users who claim their free POW grows. And so your $217 could easily become thousands of dollars. If we look at the value of Bitcoin or Ethereum, and we look at it on a per user basis, we've done some analysis, and if you look at Bitcoin, Bitcoin market cap, on a per user basis, it works out at about $11,000 per user. But if you look at Ethereum on the same basis, it works out at about $9,000 per user. And if you were to value POW on a per user basis, and if we suggested, for argument's sake, $3,000 per user to be conservative, you could get to a point where early adopters of this, i.e. those who claimed large amounts of POW, were holding hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars worth of POW.
Right. Well, I know there's a lot going on in the ICO market at the moment, and everyone, it's so many. Do you know what? I was just saying, I spoke to another guy in this space recently, and I was subscribed to a website that announced ICOs, which is, for people who don't know, initial coin offerings, like an IPO, but in the cryptocurrency market. And I used to get these emails so regularly, I had to unsubscribe. There's so many being launched, isn't there? I mean, are you scared about the competition here, that they won't have effect because of all this?
No, because obviously we're not raising any money through this. This is not like a working capital raise. We're not a business. We're purely and simply a currency. So we're not trying, we're actually giving this currency away. So we're not asking people to invest in the business behind the currency or invest in our business at all. We're actually just giving it away and trying to create a network of users who are, you know, using this currency. Yeah. Actually, it, you know, this really is a currency for the people. You know, the fact that it's not centralized, it's not government owned, and it's secure because it's on the blockchain, really means it's something that the public at large can have confidence in. I think that's the beauty of the blockchain and smart contracts, and it's completely transparent you know, verifiable by third parties.
Yeah, yeah. And so why are you using Facebook? Why Facebook? Well, I mean, is there any other ways to log in? I mean, or is there...
Okay, so today we've only integrated with Facebook, obviously, because Facebook is the social media site with the most users. But we're working on integration with other social media networks, so we'll soon be live with Twitter and Instagram and many others over the coming months. But for us, the reason for using the social media networks is A, it makes it simple to log in, but also we want to ensure that it's one claim per person. So for us, it enables us to ensure there aren't fraudulent claims for this free currency, and it's fair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, listen, I've just shared it on social media, and for anyone listening, obviously do your own research here. This is not investment advice, but you know what? It's that thing. It's quite clever. So it's free. And I'm thinking, hey, what am I going to lose here? Apart from you getting control of my Facebook page, which.
To be clear, we're not collecting user data. This is definitely not for marketing purposes. We don't collect any data on the people who are logging in. We're simply using the social media login in order to ensure that it is a real person behind the login rather than a fraudulent attack trying to claim the free currency.
Okay, excellent stuff. And is it going well? I mean, are you getting a good response?
Yeah, yes. It's growing rapidly, and you know, we can see that as the viral effect is taking hold, the user growth is starting to become exponential. You know, it's compelling, as you can see. You know, once you own the currency, or once you hold some of the currency, you want more people to claim and join the network, because that will increase the value of the currency that you're currently holding.
Yeah, it's very clever. I like this, and it does tap in. No, because essentially it is. It's about virality, isn't it? And you know, getting people. Because I've just shared it now. I'm in a cryptocurrency group on Slack, and so I've just shared it there as well. So people, you know, and these people are very clued up on the cryptocurrency scene. So hopefully it'll get out there, and it'll tap into that, you know, that base sort of instinct of people getting something for free, and it could be a millionaire for free. Yeah. It's like you know, it's like getting a lottery ticket, but not having to pay for it.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Right, yeah, but, you know, it's a feel good factor as well. Hopefully, it's a pleasure to tell your friends to go and collect something for nothing.
Yeah, like it. All right, so listen, you'd have to give us updates on this and tell us how it's going, and also we can, you know, it'll give me a excuse to log in to check how rich I'm getting from something that's free. You know,
precisely.
So good to chat. So essentially, people have to go to what is it, powtoken.com. I'll put the link on the blog there. There's also, you don't have to log in there. There's some information before you can log in. And there's a YouTube video show how it sort of works. And there's all the information on that as well, you know,
exactly.
If you want to read about it and all that. So thanks for coming on, Simon. And hopefully we'll chat again soon.
Lovely. Thank you, Justin.
Okay, it's time for the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. They are at five, Amir Minerals, AMC. At four, Rehobald Resources, RBW. Seeing that mentioned quite a few times, actually, on the podcast, on social media. I haven't really done much research. It's an investing company into resources companies. I'll have to check it out. At three, Greatland Gold, GGP. At two, Motive Bio, MTFB. And number one most followed company on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours was Frontera Resources, FRR. Okay, top five most liked analysts are as follows. At five, Imperial Energy, EME. That's the Dempsey Gas Well Update. At four, Sound Energy. That's Sound Energy PLC, Eastern Morocco Exploration Drilling Program. At three, Echo Energy, quarterly update. At two, Vast Resources, VST. Vast Resources is Manila Extension. That's a drilling results update. And number one, most liked RNS on the platform. No surprise here, really. It's been in the waiting for a while. Motif Bio, MTFB, and the positive results, top line results, in Phase 3 study. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. Muchos apreciados.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.